You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Believe it or not, hon, it's time to start thinking about Father's Day.
Whoa there, it's not even June yet.
Actually, it's the first week of June.
What?
I know, it totally snuck up on us. For my dad, I was thinking about the head-to-toe body wash and the shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
But for you...
Honey, you don't have to worry about me, but if my daughters are wondering...
Oh, yeah, I got you, hon. The bubble bath and the enriching body and bath oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing wrong with my man liking a little pampering.
Mm-mm.
Voyage AC is your destination for all these amazing presents. So many gorgeous gifts for the dad in your life, like shaving cream, facial toner, candles, exciting scents, and a plethora of luxurious face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And don't sleep. You know Melanie's willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. You'll get 10% off everything you buy.
Right. And all you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, so what do you think of this little lavender ruched strapless dress?
Ruched.
Yes, honey. It's the ruching that gives this dress its va-va-voom.
If ruching is what makes you look like that, then I'm all in.
I thought so. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. The dresses, the tops, the loungewear, the sleepwear, and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head over to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
What? That's such a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, get yours now. Head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I am Laura Cathcart Robbins, and today we're bringing you a piece by our dear friend, Holly Whitaker. So I'm just going to read you a little bit about Holly. This is what she's written on her website about herself. She says, I'm Holly Whitaker. I'm the author of the New York Times bestseller, Quit Like a Woman, founder and chief creative officer of Tempest Inc. and co-founder of the Temper publication. Before all that, I was an accountant and stuff. And then it's much longer, but she says next, mostly I'm a person in long-term recovery who thinks that the key to everything we're looking for individually and societally comes from the work we do on ourselves. Everything, in my opinion, starts when we stop running. Everyone, in my opinion, deserves the opportunity to engage in recovery. We've interviewed her twice on the show. She had an episode this past year in January, right after the start of the new year, where she talked about drinking during the pandemic, and her book, Quit Like a Woman, is the reason that we interviewed her the first time, which was in 2020, I think March of 2020. So Holly is in Italy. Holly is writing letters, being pen pals with someone right now, not me. I wish it was me. But this is one of the letters that she has written to the person who's also writing to her during this period. This piece is called May 29th, 2021. May 29th, 2021. Dearest, last night I had a dream and I knew it was important, but I could not remember it when I woke up. On my way to the cafe, or the bar, as they call them here, because you see, you get coffee at a bar, or at least normally you do, that when everyone isn't terrified of dying from getting coffee at a bar. I remembered what it was, or at least a little bit. In the dream, I decided to have a child, and I went to the doctor, and they ran some tests to see if I could have a child, and even though I'm 42, and even though I expected to be told I could not, the medical doctor told me that I would have a child, that I was in perfect condition to have a child. Somehow, I ended up, maybe on vacation, maybe at a hotel, with the person who I was supposed to have the child with, which at first was my ex-girlfriend, Holly. Yes, her name is my name too. But then that person morphed into a gay man who I cannot translate into a recognizable form. The man was living with his partner, or he was at a hotel room with his partner. I remember he was terrible to me. I remember he locked me out of the hotel or the apartment or wherever we were in dreamland. I remember I still wanted to have a child with him. That was the dream, that I could have a child, that I tried to have a child, that the person I wanted to have the child with wanted nothing to do with me, that I still wanted to have a child with that person. Dreams are so weird, and sometimes I take them as gospel or premonition, and sometimes I disregard them completely, so happy to be back in the reality where they are not true. But last night's dream is sticking to me like honey, or like the dried skin of foamed milk webbing the sides of my empty cappuccino mug. I gave up on having kids when I was 31. The man I thought I would marry, who was a horrible man, to me at least, broke up with me. And I threw myself into my drinking, into my cigarettes, into my pain, into my job, into my eating disorder, wrecking my body along the way and knowing I was wrecking my body. I remember imagining I was drying my body out like jerked meat in the sun, but with chemicals and deprivation. And I remember imagining my womb turning from a fleshy pink into a chalky green. I mean it. I gave up on the thought entirely. Maybe there have been times I've thought about it, but not seriously. I have let the idea of being a mother die, along with the other things I have assumed are not for me. And I have sat stoically as people have tried to reassure me that I still have worth as a mother, but in a different way than traditionally understood. I hate it when people try and call me a mother, because even though I know they mean well, it feels like an insult and injury. I am not a mother. But then last August, without meaning to, I blurted out to a friend I wanted a family. I have no idea where it came from, but it was not from my mind. Last week, Naomi Campbell gave birth at age 50 to a healthy baby girl. And when I read about it in Vulture, I clipped the article. I have no idea why I did such a thing. Later that same day, on a call with an intuitive to whom I paid $500 an hour and who was gifted in the way of communicating with my spirit guides. I told her I was ready for my partner, and she told me my spirit guides had not yet been brought up to date on what my latest requirements were for a partner. So I gave her the long list, And the last thing I told her was that whomever they were, they being my partner, I mean, I wanted them to be someone who could go either way on children. I told her I wanted someone who could work it out with me one way or another, who would be content one way or another, which is when my spirit guides asked her to ask me if I was being serious, because this was news to them. I told her about Naomi, and she told me that a non-corporeal celestial being had come forward to tell her that they were waiting for me to make this decision, and that they wanted to manifest through my perhaps fleshy pink or perhaps chalky green womb. And so I said, if they could bring my life partner to me, I would find a way to make that happen. I don't know if I can have kids. The damage to my body has been long sustained, long endured. I'm old, as I mentioned before, at least in my head. But didn't Naomi smoke and drink and probably do a lot of drugs and starve herself too? As I wrote this letter to you, I took a bite of a Coronetto Cioccolato, which just means croissant, made with margarine and stuffed with Nutella. It's delicious. The crumbs fell from my mouth and onto a small dog below me who was tied to a leash held by a man sitting behind me, who asked if I minded the dog, whose name was Toy. The dog, I mean. I don't know the man's name. And I said no. We exchanged small pleasantries in his terrible English and my terrible Italian. And then he asked me if I knew about the church we were sitting across from. Chiesa di San Pasquale Bellone. Pasquale Bellone, he told me, was a very important saint, the saint of les dames, or the women, who are trying to become sposato, or married, the protector of the women like me, who were somehow conspicuously desperate in Rome. Everyone here knows I'm single, without asking. He, the nameless man, told me that he went to the church to pray for his nephew, who was single, and 3 months later his nephew found his wife. Then he got up and walked away with his little dog Toy. And I couldn't help believe this as I'm writing to you. My spirit guides orchestrated this meta event. After I paid for my cappuccino and cornetto, I went to the Chiesa di Pasquale Bellone, and I prayed for my partner, and if possible, a child. On my nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.